What if I were to say to you that you could start your podcast right now? Yes, you, today, right now, for less than $100. You think I'm crazy, right? Because you got to have this elaborate setup with the expensive microphone and the engineer table that extends from one side of your house to the other and a soundproof room. Those things cost thousands of dollars, right? Well, yeah, but it doesn't take all that for a podcast to run. All it takes is your passion, headphones with Bluetooth capabilities, and a smartphone. I'm Cole Johnson. I'm a podcaster, and for the first 5 months of my show, Cole Sports, that's exactly how I've recorded every episode. I recorded those episodes from my headphones into my smartphone. That's how I did it. Now, you feel emboldened to say something, but you just simply can't hit the record button. Let me tell you a few things you need to do before you even start on that journey. First, know what you are wanting to talk about. What are you most passionate about? I'll give you a hint. Whatever your friends and your family say you talk about the most, that should be what is your main topic in your podcast. Whatever you talk about the most, that is what you should podcast about. Because there is this term called pod fading, which means you'll do it and you'll do it and you do it, but you don't find the passion to continue. And when that passion is gone, so will your show. So the passion feeds you to do more, even at times when it gets difficult. Where should you record your episodes? As a listener, I don't want to hear background noise. I don't want to hear echo unless it is mixed in there in post-production. I don't want to hear other noises like a car engine or a dog barking. I only want to hear your voice. And if you have music as a music bed that's low, that's fine too. But I mostly want to hear you and your voice. So find a quiet space for you to record. Many podcasters, like myself, do it in a closet. Some do it in a room. They do it in a car, and I'm telling you, you want to have some good acoustics. Record in a car and see how it sounds. Find a spot where you have the best capability to where there is little to no noise that distracts the listener from listening to your voice. Then who is your listener? This is extremely important because once you know his or her age, occupation, socioeconomic background, history, and gender, when you know all of those things, you are better able to do what you are going to do, and you have a jump over the hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there already. Very few start with that understanding already in tow before they even press record for their first episode. Then I cannot stress this one enough. There is a wonderful saying, and it goes like this, quote, plan your work, then work your plan, close quote. Structure your show. That doesn't mean you have to write a script, but if you have the time to do it, by all means, do bullet points. Do not be ashamed to have bullet points for what you're going to do and what you're going to say, because a more structured show is a more respected show by the listener that you are attracting. Trust me on this. I learned this lesson the hard way. Get this, right? First episode, I hit record. It's just me and my voice. And I talked and talked and talked. And when I hit stop, it was 1 hour, 54 minutes and 6 seconds. Two things I said immediately after I hit the stop button. One, I will never record an episode that long ever again. Two, I'm going to plan every single thing I say from this point forth, every time I step behind the mic and speak. Because my listener deserves that respect. It's really that simple. Then after all those things, you got to choose a home. You got Libsyn, you have Podbean, you have Podomatic. Pretty good homes for podcasts. And you have to store them because that's pretty much how podcasts are recognized with places like Stitcher and Google Play and iTunes/Apple. And then there's also Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker if you want to do it live. They offer live streaming. So those are pretty good places. And it is almost a must for you to choose one of them. Guaranteed, you will have to pay some money per month to have storage space for them so they can store your stuff and you can continue to stockpile the episodes as they come. And when it comes to Apple Podcasts, then you have to create a logo, and I will get to that in my next installment. When I recorded that first episode and many episodes in the following 5 months, I did it through a headphone that had a Bluetooth specification to it and my Android. I didn't even record into my laptop. I recorded it into my smartphone, and the headphone that I had was $15. That's it. Then after that, you have to get something to, of course, convert your episodes into the MP3 format, something like NCH or Converter Lite. But you need to have some conversion to make whatever you're doing into an MP3, because every one of these podcast homes, they only accept MP3s. So understand that. And then, of course, spread your goodness all throughout social media. Get an account of your own specifically for your show with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and others if you even get broader. Now, let's recap. Know what you're talking about. Find a quiet space. Know who that one person you're addressing by name even. Plan your work, then work your plan. Choose a podcast home. Make a pretty avatar. And I'll talk about that in the next installment. The tools can be simple. And then spread your goodness all throughout social media. See, with what I just told you, I'll even say even you throw a mic in there and a pop filter, it still wouldn't come out to $100. But for me, it only ran $30. $15 for the headset, $15 for the monthly charge on Libsyn. $30. For me, that's how I began. That's how I can begin for you. $30. And I'll make it even easier for you on this. With many of these podcast homes, you can stack the money up a little bit. They'll give you the first month for free. Some of them won't. Some of them will. So that might not be an expense that you have to worry about off the bat. And you might even have a pair of headphones that you don't need to buy with a Bluetooth capability. You may already have that. So for me, it was $30. For you, it could be absolutely nothing. So what's to stop you? You have the voice to do this. You have the passion and wish to do it. Go ahead and do all of what I just told you. Then after that, press record, say what you feel, and then let the rest of us hear it. It really is that simple. Don't stop yourself, because you have what it takes. You can get the stuff later. And I'll tell you the stuff that you need to get. But for now, just get to it, because we need to hear what you have to say. And we'll be glad to have you aboard. This is Cole Johnson, a podcaster that began very humbly and is proud of it. Happy podcasting.